Would you stop and pray with me? Lord, we give you thanks and praise. We love you so much. Thank you, Lord, for this time that we have together. And Lord, I just want to pray that you would anoint your word, as always, this morning, Lord God. Lord, I want to pray that you'll surprise us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. Well, I am excited for you today, because today really can change your life. Today you can have a new lease on life. You really can. Today you can move a step, or you can move many steps forward in your life. It's up to you today. And recently I was praying about what to do about this year's Christmas musical. I was just talking about that, Love is Calling. And as I said, it's a Dickens-style musical. It really touches the heart. It's kind of about the down and out, kind of about the lonely, and the answer for everyone, really. And, well, God was doing something that I wasn't aware of, because when I start praying about Christmas, it usually happens in April. My life is, most of the year is Christmas for me. It really does start in April and goes all the way through December. And then, of course, Easter comes after that. But I think of Christmas a lot of the year. And this year, I really wanted to do Love is Calling. I've been wanting to do it for about 3 years and didn't know how it was going to happen. A lot of the people that were in it before, and it takes a lot of people, aren't here now. And actually, a few have passed away even. I watched it recently and was brought to tears because for one reason was there were several that have passed away since then. And but it's near and dear to my heart. I love this musical. And but I got to say, with what God has been doing outside of just me wanting to do the musical the last few years, it feels like that the Holy Spirit was like a train that was zooming by me, and I'm just standing here, and I feel like that he grabbed me by the shirt collar and just went, you're coming with me, and that's how much I feel like I had to do with it, really. About the only thing that I did was I was looking and listening, but other than that, that's about it. Now, back to Love is Calling. One of the big problems, like I said, is that we didn't know if we had enough actors to fill the roles. And in meeting with Val, my creative arts director, she suggested a couple times to involve the community to try out for parts. Well, that's brand new. We've never done that before. And that kind of brings up a whole list of I'm not going to say problems, but challenges. So I just wasn't sure about that. Our drama director, Renee, as many of you know, has been very sick over the last few years, and she's just such a gifted director. She's so good at getting actors and actresses to really just get the most out of them, and she is just an absolute blessing, but she's been kind of bedridden, and we've been praying for her, and praise the Lord, she's shown some signs of improvement, so I thank the Lord for that. So then it was like, well, do we bring in an outside director? Who would that be? Would we bring in outside actors? How do you control that environment? How would it not come across? This is a question that actually Pastor Tim said to me. I never even thought about it. He said, well, if you're going to bring in other people from other churches, you got to think about what's that pastor going to think? And I thought, well, what do you mean? And he says, well, because they might think you're going to try to steal their people. And that would never even cross my mind. But it just didn't. That's a common thing for someone to think. So there was just a lot of these questions. But the Lord has answered these as time has gone by. And Renee's good friend, and now our good friend, Jenny Sprunger. Some of you might know Jenny. She has agreed to become our director. She actually is on staff at Mountain Church downtown, And she handles the kids' areas there, kind of oversees it as, in an administrative way. And the cool thing is that, well, this isn't the cool thing, but she lost her husband about a year ago and lost him to cancer, Dave. And many of you know Dave Sprunger, very talented musician, super nice guy. Dave and Renee Phelps are like, they were like brother and sister. And so you've got Renee, who was super close to them, and then you've got Jenny, and it's just been this wonderful connection. I never knew that was coming. So now they're working together on this. I'm just so excited about that. And in addition, the idea came to do the presentation as a fundraiser. And I could tell you a long, great story of how it ended up being Redemption Ridge. But that's a ministry that saves young girls from the sex slave industry. And I just got to say, meeting with their director, Sherry, I had no idea, honestly, no idea of what's going on around here. It breaks your heart big time. And to think that there's all these people that are giving of their own time to save these young girls is just unbelievable. And I'm so excited that we get to be a part of helping them, raising awareness, raising funds for Redemption Ridge. But one thing I didn't see was it in a way, it alleviates any strain to other pastors that were trying to take their people. We're doing this as a community event, bottom line, and we're not getting anything from it. We're giving it all away. So I was praying the other day about this, and I was right over there. I was about halfway down the aisle, and I had a sense of the presence of God on me. And with this sense was this truth that I was just a small piece. Remember how I told you how it felt like that the Holy Spirit had grabbed me by the collar and jerked me onto this train? Well, I felt like I'm just this little small piece of this big puzzle that God's been doing far out of what I'm even aware of. I didn't hardly know anything about Redemption Ridge or all of these young girls that are in these terrible situations, many, many of them. I just got to say, this year, they have saved 72 young girls out of this year alone. Yeah. Yeah. And it's good and bad. It's like, on one hand, it's like, well, it's fantastic. There's twice as many as last year. And on the other hand, it's like, oh, what a terrible thing, you know, that there's that many and far more that are out there. God was and is working. And as I was standing over there and I sensed his presence, it was so freeing to me. And there's still a ton of unknowns. You know, this could be a big flop. I mean, I'm just going to say that. I don't know. I have no idea. I've never opened it up to the community. Maybe there's not a person that shows up. I have no idea. I'm just along for the ride, really. And I'm hoping you guys come along for the ride. But whenever I have been part of a real move of God, the sense